ladies and gentlemen, the king.
Shamalama ding dong, man. What up?
You point me toward whatever I talk.
What another day in America.
King, yes, sir.
Yep. Looking out the window here, this wasn't here the last time you were here. We have an enormous FedEx facility right across the street. So.
You know what? You know how many times I've been past that FedEx facility in Indianapolis? I just went past it in October. It's right outside the airport. I mean, I've been by that facility, I don't know, 30, 40 times.
It's awful.
Maybe more.
Yeah. It's like every other day there's a shooting. I don't know.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it's very, very concerning that people are just that gutless. So,
yeah.
Whatever. So, how's sports going on? Is there going to be your single-A baseball?
Yes. Yes, we're going to have it. In fact, I had a meeting about that today. Season begins on May 24th.
Great.
Yep.
Will you get to travel with them?
The way it's going to be arranged this year, I'm personally just doing home games this year.
Yep.
So that's all I have to worry about are the home games.
Good.
And it's going to be, I shouldn't get into how we're doing this because they're going to be releasing it next week. So I shouldn't jump the gun and talk about how we're doing it. So.
Have you ever heard of Aaron Civale?
Yeah. Yep.
He's from East Windsor.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's great.
Yeah. No, Karen knows him. My secretary knows him. And she cuts his mom's hair. He was pitching yesterday, day before, and his mom had her tablet while Karen was cutting her hair watching him pitch. So,
yeah.
he didn't go to East Windsor High. He went to either East Catholic, one of the private schools. But
sure.
He grew up in East Windsor. So.
Good for him. That's great.
Yeah, not too many pro athletes came out of East Windsor, Connecticut.
No, that's pretty much it. That's the quote.
No, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much the dude.
Yeah.
But you got UConn, so there's that.
Go ahead, Matt.
But you got UConn, so there's that.
Hey, what?
You got UConn, so you got that going for you.
Oh, UConn is, I don't know, UConn's back in trouble again. I don't know. UConn is... I don't know. I love living there, but man, it's so, you know, they talk about their $100 million in debt because of the pandemic and all that, and the reporters drive up there and they do their reports right outside of Gamble Pavilion. But on their way to driving there, you can't miss it. They're building three brand new buildings, and they continue to build them. Now they have a shortage of money because of the building. They're like, it's the way we were brought up. If you don't have any money, you don't build anything, you know. So it's just a game, and you wonder why the reporters don't report it. You know, they drove right past the brand-new buildings and then did a report how the school is $100 million in debt. And it never occurred to them to ask, how come you keep building the buildings? So, anyway.
Yeah.
Is that one of the UConn women. That's it.
There you go.
They fell short. But I got my blood test results here. This is big time. Okay, hang on.
You check out? Okay.
2.5, baby. Nailed it. Okay, go ahead.
What's 2.5?
It's called NINR. See, that's my next rant. I have a blood clot in my right leg. I've had it for 7 years.
Yeah, like I don't know.
it was really, really bad.
I don't know.
I had an ultrasound 4 days ago. It's still there, but controllable.
Well, good.
But my rant is... They claim Johnson & Johnson, well, there's only six people who got blood clots. No. I had a blood clot for 3 months before I knew I had it.
Right.
So that's why they're not putting that thing back out there. They have no idea how many people have a blood clot. Right. So, and they're not transparent enough to talk about it. It drives me insane. I listen to them. I am a blood clot expert, you know. I'm like,
Actually, you are.
I had it for 3 months.
Actually, you are.
I got the blood clot in February. I was pushing a guy. He was stuck in the snow, and I smashed my leg. And that's when it started, and I was put in the hospital with it. I did your show from the hospital, remember?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, awesome. So, anyway.
Awesome.
Oh, no, that was for the cellulitis. Anyway.
I'm just glad you're better. That's good. That's good.
I've been everywhere. Anyway, I went in the hospital April 29th, but the accident happened in February. So I had a clot from February until the end of April before we realized it was a blood clot. So when they're telling people there's only six people who got blood, they're scared to death. They have no idea how many people could have formed a blood clot. Hopefully just six. But you can have it for quite a while and not know you have it. But there's no way of knowing unless you do an ultrasound.
Or was the blood clot from something else? Or was the blood clot caused because of a combination of something else in Johnson & Johnson? That's what they have to find
out. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it was made the same way that one in Europe was made.
AstraZeneca,
yep.
Yeah, they were made the same way. So
well, what they did here at Penn State was they changed over from Johnson & Johnson. And look, one of the reasons you wanted to do Johnson & Johnson at Penn State was for the students. They go in and get one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't have to go back a second time. Well,
right.
They switched over the other day when it got stopped. They switched over to Moderna.
Right.
Are you guys getting the shot?
I already have mine.
Both of them?
I actually got the J&J shot, but I'm fine.
Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. I'll drop it.
No, I'm good, though.
I
got
really
it more than a week
right
ago.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, you'll be fine. See something getting red or swelling?
Yeah, right.
Get to
Make
a doctor
call.
Right
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I'll say. Well, I mean, it was a perfect shot, you know, one deal, and you're out. But,
on that uplifting note, we'll take a break.
Sorry, man.
Oh, my almighty!
Okay. I'm not going to get into my medical history because I don't do that. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right. Sounds like baseball music.
How about them Red Sox, huh?
No, they're fine. It's a good start.
Hey, stop. Good...
we got not much to talk about right now.
In the end, they might.
Cora's cheating.
Well, I mean, all I know is that he signed a contract and he went out and they bought trash cans. I don't know what that means. So
they're probably using cell phone beeps now or something.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Well, the Yankees had the same record as the Pirates for one day this week, so I'm already ready to put a paper bag over my head.
Fine, so.
Yeah, I expected the slow start, but I just didn't expect the Pirates to win that many games already. That was the problem. But anyway, we got a new segment,
it's
boys.
Cold weather and things change once it gets warm. Then people settle in. So, hey, we got to make an excuse, Matt. You know, we're supposed to win the East.
So. We got injuries, too.
Yeah, well. It's the steroids.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so, new segment.
Good hockey. Great. So, who's supposed to go first here as to what the headlines are going to look like?
I guess I will go first. So, this is kind of a steal on SportsCenter they used to do called What to Watch For. So, that's what we're going to do. Three things we're watching for this weekend. So, I'll go first. And This is my number one thing I'll be watching for from the PA booth this weekend at Christie.
Oh, my almighty!
How many times are we going to hear that this weekend? I'm going to go with not one, not two, not three, but four times this weekend from Doug. Because it's going to be a win for the Bison in the Patriot League title game.
Awesome.
Okay. There you go.
King, what do you got for your number one, the next thing you're watching for this weekend?
Well, what to watch for? Will Bill Belichick pick a quarterback? Or will he go with Cam Newton? But will this weekend, will he give a hint what he really wants to do? And will he move up in the draft?
That's a very good one. I like it.
And that's sure. It's something he's never really done. He has because he had Tom Brady. So.
Exactly. Steve, what do you got?
105 players on the Penn State football roster. 54 of the 105 are either freshmen or redshirt freshmen. You'll be hearing about several standouts from Saturday that are either in the freshman or redshirt freshman class.
Okay. I like the Nuggets. All right, next one for me. This gets back to our two-day conversation we had, Steve, over the Brooklyn Nets. How many stars of the Nets will play this weekend? Now, they got two games this weekend. They got the Hornets tonight at 7:30 at home. Then they have the Heat on the road, 3:30, an ESPN game Sunday afternoon. I put the over-under at 2.
I don't think any of them are playing. It's no need anymore.
And guess what? You know what will happen is the lesser of the two will probably play when ESPN has the main afternoon game at 3:30.
Of course.
Even though that's the bigger game against the Hornets.
Right.
Then against the Hornets tomorrow night. Quietly are the fourth seed right now in the East. Yeah. Stinking Nets. Glad the Sixers beat them. I wish they would have crushed them by 22 before they blew that lead, but whatever. That's number two for me. King, what's number two for you?
Who will be the next American Idol contestant to go 6 months into the show and then quit?
I saw that.
The kid's good. Why would you go home?
I mean, come on, man. Isn't the first time that's happened either on some of these shows. Like on Food Network Star, somebody left early.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle the pressure.
Wow, you quit your job. Everything. I mean, the longer you're on, you don't need to win, you know?
Yeah, just getting the exposure.
You need exposure. Yeah. You're on national TV every week. Why would you walk away from that if you're an artist?
Yeah.
That's all I got. It just surprised me. It may be a very personal thing, and he had to go. But I was shocked.
Yeah, the King's on fire. These are two good ones to start off with.
Yeah, he's good.
Steve?
Well, no, the singer's good. I'm not good.
What was the kid's name? I forgot.
Harry Como.
Okay.
I'll Google it. I'll find out. Go ahead.
Justin Bieber.
No.
I think he's doing pretty good right now.
Justin Bieber is very talented. So, the kid can play 10 instruments, and he just dances and sings. But I went to the movie. I saw the movie.
Oh, I feel sorry
for
you.
I wasn't the Bieber, so not anymore. But he's incredibly talented. He taught himself how to play 10 instruments very well. He could do more than he is now.
I can see how riveted you are, Steve.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thanks. Thanks for letting me know. Seth Lundy announced that on Instagram officially today he's coming back to Penn State basketball. Next slice of news on that front will be Monday.
That's right.
So, see, all mine like are like actually news things, but that's all right.
We're mixing it up a little bit here.
Yeah, we're mixing it up all right.
All right, number three.
Wyatt Pike is the one who left.
What was his name?
Wyatt Pike.
Wyatt Pike. Okay. See,
he's very talented.
See, I used to love American Idol, but yeah. I haven't watched the last couple of years. I need to get back into it.
It can be hard to watch. I'll tell you something.
Early on,
we were watching the Adam Lambert on Netflix, the Adam Lambert story.
And love Adam Lambert.
I don't know if you guys know who he is.
Oh, I love Adam Lambert. He was great.
Oh, my. Incredibly
tremendous
talented.
On Queen now. Yeah, too.
Yeah, and I mean, he sings for Queen now. And he's, I mean, there's nobody with a voice like Freddie Mercury but Adam Lambert. And when he was on American Idol, just Google it. There is nothing on the show right now compared to Adam Lambert.
Oh, yeah. So,
I mean, he was rocking it. I mean, you couldn't wait to watch him.
That was such
Carrie
a good
Underwood,
season, too.
You know, Kelly Clarkson. That they would win this year without question, you know. But this kid Wyatt, he's real good. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so my number three is NASCAR. I'm sorry, I had to bring it in, Steve, only because my boy MTJ, Martin Truex Jr., got his second win last week at Martinsville, and he's going to a track that he's very good at, Richmond, this weekend. Number 19 car in Victory Lane, baby.
Are they all left turns?
yes, it is.
All right, then he's got a shot.
I think Richmond's the quarter mile, yeah. Quarter mile left turns, but I'm ready for it.
I love car racing. Awesome.
Let's go MTJ,
baby.
What to
watch for?
What's number three for you, King?
Well, I'm very curious as to the vaccine passport in the stadiums, and it's kind of not necessarily this weekend, but how long will the owners of these stadiums let their stadiums be half full?
Very interesting. You've had three really solid ones. This is a good start for you, King. I'm impressed.
Because all I do is think. I'm up all night staring at the ceiling, watching my Hallmark movies. Someday I'll give you my analogy between Hallmark movies and Ultimate Fighting.
Okay.
My two favorite things to watch at night. They're identical. So go ahead, Steve, you're up.
Huh? All right.
Is this thing on?
Go ahead.
Monday, there'll be another mock NFL first-round draft by somebody.
Have we had enough of what's his name? Kiper Jr., whatever his name is. Mel Kiper Jr.
I don't mind Mel Kiper. I just don't like everybody else and their brother.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're
everybody
100%
likes my
right.
brother.
Mel Kiper's there every year, and he's close. He gets it close. He's easy to understand. But my God, have the draft. You know, I work Saturdays and have ESPN radio on, and that's just, they go on and on. Well, if this team does that, and this team does that, and this team does that. And I think the best move has already been made. I told you, the kid from the Jets going down with Rule
Carolina.
Carolina. And I heard the best analogy on it. Rule was fresh out of college. He was at Penn State, wasn't he?
He's from State College.
He played at Penn State. He grew up here in State College.
Yeah. He is fresh out of college.
Yeah, with
Baylor.
And
that kid needs somebody to work with him. Where at the Jets and a lot of NFL teams, they don't have time to work with you. You got to be good. You got to be good now. That's it. They will take him slowly and turn him into a superstar. I'm telling you. Carolina's going to be good.
Well, Brady will help him. Joe Brady, he'll help him.
Yeah.
Another guy who was a grad assistant here at Penn State for 2 years.
Yeah, I heard a guy, and that was what he said. He said he's going to a team that has former college coaches, and they will work with him and teach him, where he wasn't getting taught anything with the Jets. He was just thrown in.